Proclamation number 7713 of 28th of September, 1960. Visible presence of Jesus. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. I have promised you my presence and I stand by my word. I am with you who make me the content of your thoughts, who love me and therefore also desire the bond with me. And where I am present my spirit will certainly become effective, and you will all be of one spirit because I myself guide your thoughts and express myself through your mouth. I am in your midst. But I require your loving remembrance of me. You shall gather in my name. Roman 1. Your God and Father, your Jesus, will be the aim of all of you. I will be the one who fills your heart, and my name you shall pronounce in faith, in reverence and love. And I will be in the midst of you, and thus you can be certain of my presence and present all questions to me which occupy you. I will answer them through my Spirit. I still dwell on earth, only not in the flesh as I once did, yet in spirit I am with everyone who longs for my presence. But I can also appear to you visibly if this is advisable for you, if I can help you or strengthen you in great spiritual or earthly adversity. Perhaps not everyone will be able to see me if their degree of maturity does not allow for spiritual vision. Or I will come unnoticed and also leave again, and you'll ask yourselves why you feel exceedingly blessed. You will need some time until it becomes clear to you what you are allowed to experience. But you will always experience great spiritual strengthening and burn with ever-increasing love for me, because you already have love within yourselves, otherwise you would not have been allowed to behold me. And you should rejoice when you have such an experience, for then you will know that the Father leans down to his children in order to reveal himself to them. But there will only ever be a few who can bear me in my visible presence, even though I appear in a simple garment and leave all fullness of light behind so as not to blind you who still walk on the dark earth. But where a light has already been kindled, there I can appear visibly without danger for their souls. And the hardship will befall you in such a way that you will need heavenly strengthening in order to be able to withstand it. And I myself will bring this to you. And you should not doubt it, for I gave you the promise, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. And who will hinder me if I allow one or the other to see me? Therefore always think of me with heartfelt love and wait for my coming, which is very easily possible even before the time. For whatever happens is based on my love and wisdom and shall only ever serve the maturing of your souls, which I want to draw to myself in ardent love and which are often so weak that they shall be exceptionally strengthened, which my appearance will also achieve. And thus always keep my promise and live in the awareness of my presence when you come together to exchange spiritual information, and I will be with you because the Father longs for his children and also wants to make them happy with his presence. Amen.